Good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining on this Keeping It Real with Key session of P3. So February is the month of love, and I think tonight's topic was supposed to be Ayurvedic aphrodisiacs, but I'm going to put a twist on that because I don't know. I've never studied anything to do with sexual health in Ayurveda. So you won't really get much out of me if that's going to be the topic, but I'm going to put a slight twist to the aphrodisiacs and include it in this month of love by saying, let's talk about self-love and Ayurveda. Let's talk about the herbs and spices of Ayurveda that implement self-love rather than sexual love. Let's talk about longevity. As you know, I can't tell you what to eat to extend your life because we're all here for a certain number of breaths. And if you waste them because you're anxious and worried all the time, you shorten your life. So I've never told anybody that this is going to make you live a long life. What I do share with you is knowledge that is going to allow you to live a strong and healthy life for however many breaths you have left on this earth. So let's start at the top of that list with my number one favorite, turmeric. We talked about this actually just a few weeks ago. When you want to talk about self-love and longevity, strength, wellness, health, anti-inflammatory, reduced inflammation, anything you want to talk about living, you can't talk about living without talking about turmeric. It is the number one anti-inflammatory spice in the entire world. It is poorly absorbed. You've heard me say this a million times. It's poorly absorbed by the body, so you have to incorporate it frequently throughout the day. You always need to have black pepper wherever you have turmeric. But only a small amount. If you're using like a teaspoon of turmeric, a quarter teaspoon of black pepper is all you need. That's just so that your body can absorb all of the active ingredient in turmeric. And that can only happen if it's accompanied by black pepper because of the pepperin in it. Turmeric can, in high doses that you would not get from eating it, that you would get in a hospital, turmeric can actually cure cancer. There are many research studies that have proven that it reverses all forms of chronic inflammation. It's used for reversing all forms of mental health. It's excellent for healing your any gut disorders that you have. So keep in mind that people who have tend to have mental health issues tend to also have poor gut health because the two go hand in hand. So you improve your gut health, you tend to improve your mental health as well. And turmeric is the number one food to do that. The best way to use it, there's several ways. You can use it as a poultice. So let's say Helen was talking about having headaches earlier. If she has fresh turmeric, or even the dried one, even the powder, if you mix it with a little bit of coconut oil to make a paste and you paste it anywhere that's hurting, any joint, anywhere on your body, and let it sit there, you may want to cover it with some gauze or something so that it doesn't, when it gets dry, it doesn't fall on things and stain them. It will help to relieve the pain. If you drink it in the form of a tea, like my turmeric tea, remember that it's dried, so you do need to hydrate it. You just can't take turmeric like that. You have to hydrate it, or rehydrate it rather. Remember that it's fat soluble, so we always want to use a little bit of olive oil or ghee is actually the better choice. Or if you're having it, let's say in a cup of tea, or you're having it with a salad dressing, make sure there's a good oil that goes with that, like an olive oil. If you're having it in the morning, excellent. You want to have it with some ginger or some pineapple for reducing pain. Fantastic. Make sure that you have maybe some almonds or walnuts while you're having that cup of tea. Just keep in mind that it's fat soluble. It's very high in vitamin C, which is the number one antioxidant. So it's all around. When you want to talk about self-love, turmeric is going to be the answer. Turmeric in your tea, turmeric in your soup, turmeric in your stew, turmeric in your marinades, turmeric in your barbecue sauce, turmeric in your salad dressings. Put it everywhere. Remember, it's bitter. So you're not gonna, you, that's why you don't use a lot of it at one time. You use a small amount, like about a teaspoon, every single time. Sandra says, what about capsules with black pepper? How many a day should you take? Whatever your bottle says. So mine says, I think mine says two a day. Dosage recommended is two capsules, one time per day. Whatever your bottle says, do that. So I use turmeric in my food all the time, but on top of that, I take a turmeric supplement that has black pepper in it because self-love. In this month of February, we're going to talk about how we can love ourselves more. So we can't talk about turmeric without talking about his best friend, ginger. Ginger is only second to turmeric in terms of being the number two anti-inflammatory spice in the entire world. When you want to talk about reducing inflammation on the inside of your body in any way, shape, and form, whether it's getting rid of a cold or a flu or nausea or cramps or body pain, muscle pain, digestive disorder, heart situation, ginger is the answer all the time. Put ginger in everything except in your Mediterranean food. Ginger does not go well in your pasta or in your Greek salad. No. But you could put turmeric in your Greek salad, just a little. Not enough to taste it, just enough to say, I'm using turmeric, but you can't put ginger. Ginger, different forms of it have a different action. So you want to keep ginger, the whole ginger, fresh for tea. You want to keep the dry one for when you have colds and flus. And then you could keep some of the fresh one in the freezer for grating to put into your food as well. And you don't have to peel it. I stopped peeling ginger years ago. Such a pain in the ass. I wash it well, and then I put it in a Ziploc bag and I put it in the freezer. And the fresh one, I just wash it, scrub it really well before I go to use it, and off you go. Ginger all the time. The key, so ginger and turmeric, not only are they best friends, they're from the same family. They're both rhizomes. So the way to use ginger, you have to crush it. You have to, so if you slice it, awesome, great in a stir fry, but pound it a little bit first to break the fibers to release the ginger juices. You, if any of you have, I know, not Helen, Nicole was saying that she has some knee pain. Soak some ginger, some sliced and pounded ginger in a cup of water overnight. And then drink that in the morning. You could also add pineapple to it because pineapple has bromelain in it, and bromelain is a massive anti-inflammatory for joint pain. You could also put turmeric in that water, then you're just doubling down. You know what I mean? And then just heat up the water a little bit so it's not cold, and drink that in the morning. Whenever you think of turmeric, add his best friend, ginger. Self-love. And you don't want to have this only when you have a cold and flu, or only when you have a stir fry. Remember, self-love is about consistency. You got to be consistent. You want to try to do these things on an everyday, every other day kind of basis. Darlene says she has ginger and lemon in her water all the time. Bravo. I love it. One of my favorite teas, honestly, at the end of the day is just a hot cup of ginger tea. And I don't mean the bags. Don't buy ginger tea bags. That's just the dregs. That's like scraping the bottom of a pot and calling that dinner. You want to get the real thing. Tea bags don't offer you the potent characteristics of the plants. You want to get the whole plant. So that's ginger and turmeric. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, for those of you, let me spell it for you here in the chat. Ashwagandha. Ashwa means horse. Sorry, Ashwa means, yeah, Ashwa means horse. Gandha means smells like, and it really does. It tastes awful. So if you could get it in a capsule, get it. Or if you get the powder and you want to put and you want to mix it with something else, totally do that. It tastes awful. But it is fantastic. Like turmeric and ginger, it is an adaptogen. Adaptogens do exactly like the name says. They adapt to what your body needs. So for those of us who are of menopausal age or perimenopausal, peri is after, right? I think so. Post, it's not peri, postmenopausal age, ashwagandha needs to be part of your life every day. It helps in a wide variety of ways. It aids with energy if you take it in the morning, and it aids with sleep if you take it in the evening. It's incredible. If you want to talk about an aphrodisiac in Ayurveda with regards to sexual health, that's it. Vitality, virility, it's all in there. Ashwagandha is sister to turmeric and ginger. You just can't cook with it. That's really the only difference. You got to take it in a powder or a capsule form. Marianne says, I have that as a powder. I don't know how to have it without it tasting awful. I've tried with honey and still can't stomach it. Yeah. You're gonna have to find a way to mix it into other things that that you like the taste of. Mix it in a juice or mix it mix it with some beets or something. You just gotta find a way to, you just gotta play with it. And worst comes to worse, you put it in a cup, plug your nose, and do it like a shot and get it down. You could barely taste anything when your nose is plugged because taste actually is, comes from your nose, not so much from your tongue. So the next thing on my list of top self-love herbs and spices is frankincense. I love frankincense. I'm completely in love with frankincense. It is sister. It's a root. It's not a rhizome. It's a root, an African root. But it is in on the line of plant-based plants rather that will help to trying to find the right words, not extend, enhance your longevity. Turmeric, ginger, ashwagandha, frankincense. These are the guys. These are the four guys that you want on your list at all times, especially if you are living with any kind of muscle or joint pain, whether you have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome or multiple sclerosis or any of the arthritises, this is what you want, this combination. Frankincense, gonna be your best friend. You got a headache, rub some frankincense. You got carpal tunnel syndrome or your tendonitis is flared up, rub some frankincense. You got no, you're feeling you have tummy cramps, rub some frankincense. It is amazing. I had a cousin who had really bad fibromyalgia. She could barely get out of bed some days. And I she had never heard of frankincense, and I gave her some and I told her just rub it daily, all day long, three times a day. Wherever you feel the pain, rub it, rub it, rub it. After a week of rubbing frankincense, yeah, I do, Tracy, I do mean the essential oil. After a week of rubbing this essential oil on herself three times a day, every time she got a pain, she was back at work and working regularly. It was crazy. It was crazy to see what frankincense can do. So frankincense also promotes good circulation. It gives relief from arthritic pain. It prevents the the degradation of the cartilage in your joints. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, anti-cancerous. It protects your liver. It is just, it's also calming. It's very calming. If you're having a bit of, if you're going through some kind of angst or anxiety, anger, frustration, anything that's activating your sympathetic nervous system, grab your bottle of frankincense and just take a big old whiff of it. And you'll calm down. Helen says, I just looked on Amazon and there's so many options. Do I have a brand? I really don't have a brand. You just want to make sure it's clean. You got to read the ingredients and make sure it just says frankincense oil, not frankincense cut with this, that, and the other. Some are better than others, I know, but and you would tend to think the more expensive it is, the better it is. I don't really, I don't know. I've bought the $10 organic brand from Walmart, and I took it to Las Vegas with us because my we were going to be sharing a room with my brother-in-law and his wife. And you all, as I've said to you in the past, Vivek snores like there's no tomorrow, like he's chopping down an entire forest. And I was worried that his snoring would keep them awake. So what I had him do was rub frankincense on his chest and just put a dab on the outside of his nostril. No snoring. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I slept the whole night through. I haven't slept the whole night through in years. So frankincense for snoring. And that was with the little $10. It was a small bottle that I found in Walmart in the beauty section because you know when you're going on a plane, you can only you only have so many ounces of liquid that you could take. That was the silly little $10 bottle compared to like that expensive store Sage where they're charging like $100 for a bottle of frankincense. Give me a break. The same $10 bottle did the job. So give it a try. Oregano. Oregano every day. Oh my gosh. Oregano for your respiratory system. Show some self-love to your lungs, to your ear, nose, and throat by eating and drinking oregano. During cold and flu season, get yourself some oil of oregano and drop only one drop in a cup of warm water and drink that to clear off the mucus, to clear off any congestion, one drop per day, not more than that. And then cook with oregano. My gosh, it is such a beautiful healing herb. My favorite combination is oregano, rosemary, and thyme. I put those in lots of things. Those are the three main ingredients in all of my salad dressings, every single one that I make. Even my ranch dressing. I don't care that it has oregano in it. It tastes great. Look for rubbed oregano in your grocery. If you can find rubbed, great. If you can't and you have to use the powder, that's fine too. But if you can find rubbed oregano, that's better because that means it's the whole plant. They've just rubbed it off the stem. Whereas the ground one, they've rubbed it off the stem and then processed it into a powder. So it's just a little bit better. It has more of the oils in it in the rubbed one. But it's okay if you can't get it. Don't worry. Just still use it. Rosemary, thyme, and oregano are all best friends. Of course, with or without garlic, but oregano and garlic are best friends. And you can put it in your salad dressing, make a tea, may put it in all your Mediterranean food. Also, when you're making your South American food, especially Mexican, oregano is a main ingredient. Oregano and cumin, of course, are best friends for Mexican food. Oregano, and I can't talk about oregano without talking about rosemary, the number one herb. For self-love for your brain is rosemary. You want to talk about memory and cognition, alertness? You got to talk about rosemary. Buy fresh rosemary or grow it in the summertime and then transfer it into your house in the wintertime. You could always grow herbs inside. And pick a fresh stem, drop it into your hot water with lemon. Let the oils from the, remember, rosemary is actually a pine, it's a pine needle. Let the oils from the needles infuse into your water, and you take a nice deep breath of that, especially if you've mixed it with lemon, and let it bring the alertness and awakeness to your brain. It is so beautiful for enhancing memory and cognition. Put it in your salad dressings, put it in your food, put it in your pasta. Hang it, grab a few branches, tie them together, hang it over your shower, and let the shower run with a little hot water in the morning. And you just stand there and inhale the steam. So good for you. So I think we'll call it quits there because I could actually ramble on about self-love and herbs and spices for a really long time. But I think I've given you enough to go on. Does anybody have any questions that they want to ask in the recording that's going to be shared in the recording? Everybody's good? All right, cool. I'm going to pause the recording and I'll see you all tomorrow at 1:30. Just give me one sec.